Radio Moments. It's 50 years this week since Tony Blackburn made his debut on the pirate station which was to become his favourite, and the one which influenced his eventual Radio 1 approach.
And if you'd like a record played on the breakfast call, you can't request an actual record, but just put on a card who your friends are and who you'd like me to say hello to in your own name and address, and address it to Tony Blackburn, breakfast call, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1. And
the Tony Blackburn Show!
And hey everybody, it's shoe sale time at Revell from January 3rd. Greatest range of season's best mod footwear in town. Big price reductions. Only shoes in perfect new condition offered for sale. Revell, Carnaby Street, New Bond Street, Oxford Street, and through Chelsea and throughout Greater London. Go Revell for the best shoe sale bargain ever from January 3rd. Remember the name.
How great is that? I bet he loved every minute of reading that script. Tony Blackburn wrestling with the early brand integration as he began on board the Pirate Radio London this week in 1966. 32 years ago this week, a celebrity in the Arches.
It really is a beautiful part of the world.
Oh, yes indeed. I was born in Sturchley, you know.
Well, it's been very good of you to let us take over your hotel.
It's
been our privilege, hasn't it, Mr. Woolley?
Oh, yes. Yes, I should say so.
I think you've been very generous. But as the Duke was saying, we do need all the help we can get to make this a very special year for the NSPCC.
Her Royal Highness Princess Margaret appearing on The Archers this week in 1984. She was the first royal to take part in a BBC drama. She played herself. Now this week, 12 years ago, Mark Thompson took up the post of BBC Director General.
I think most people would accept that if you want to have the best people working for the BBC, delivering the best programmes and the best services, and if you also accept that that means that particularly at a moment in broadcasting history where people can move very freely from the BBC to other broadcasters and back, the BBC has to bear, to some extent, in mind the external market.
Mark Thompson, who assumed the BBC throne this week in 2004, he said, "This is a great time to be coming back to the BBC." Happy 41st this week to a northern commercial station. Les Ross kicked it off.
I'll be with you in 5 minutes' time to start our very first breakfast show. Hope you'll risk staying that long anyway.
Radio Tees is going to have a very individual sound. It's very difficult for me to describe the sound because it is a sound, but it will be something that is identifiable as Radio Tees, and you won't have heard before. The music may be the same, some of the words may be the same. It's not what you do, but the way you do it, and in that we're going to be very different.
The launch of Radio Tees, later TFM, this week in 1975. 2 years ago this week, we lost a favourite voice, known from and loved by his listeners on BBC Radio Bristol, and before that on Radio West.
I have to bring you the saddest news imaginable. Our colleague, your friend, my dear friend, Trevor Fry has passed away. Now, I know this will come as a great shock to you, as it did to us. Our first thoughts, of course, go to Sue, his wife, to his children, his family and close friends, who we send much love.
Because this, my friends, I promise, is not a sad goodbye. It's another part of the journey, and yet the pleasure of being with you each week is something I will never forget. I will really miss you.
The voice of Trevor Fry, who died this week in 2014. Another launch now. Happy birthday to the BBC in Leeds.
Leeds and the world at one. This is Alan Shaw reporting. When we set up our own news service, it was an interesting experiment. We were the only station to collect our own news. Other stations relied solely on outside freelance news agencies. We also did our own national and international news, and I remember we were the first outpost of the BBC to mention that war had actually broken out in Czechoslovakia.
The early philosophy of BBC Radio Leeds this week in 1968. Opening contributions included an Alan Bennett monologue and a talking budgerigar. It's 32 years this week since the commercial radio industry decided it had simply had enough of regulatory interference and staged a rebel conference which was to be the catalyst for significant change. Ian Rufus tells of one example of the regulator poking its nose in.
We had to submit our initial programme schedule to the IBA. And then I was summoned down to the IBA to see, I can't remember what his title was, head of programming or whatever it was at the IBA. And we went out for lunch in a pub in Knightsbridge, and he'd got the programme schedule, and he'd gone through it, and he said, yes, very, very good, yeah, like that. What we'd like to see is an hour of classical music programming every lunchtime. And I said, we're not doing that. And he said, well, I'm not going to approve the programme schedule.
Ian Rufus, as we mark the so-called Heathrow Conference this week in 1984. So with Music While You Work beginning on the BBC Forces programme 76 years ago, Super Gold launching on Chilton and Northants AM frequencies 26 years ago, later Classic Gold. Super Gold, 792 AM. The first radio coverage of Wimbledon 93 years ago. And hard rebrands for 2CR Buzz, Champion, Coast, Essex, Invicta, Marcha, Ocean and Southern 7 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.